Search for the Hero and People. That's quite an apt song. I didn't actually choose that, but that's quite good because I have Dan Mercer, helicopter pilot, in the studio right now because they're on a mission. Pledge a Pint. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Very nice to have you here. Of course, it's World Blood Donor Day tomorrow, and you are going on a mission, aren't you, around the coastline of Great Britain. Now, why are you doing this?
Well, it was all really inspired by putting two of my passions together, first one being blood donation, the other one being flying. And, you know, for people that have got their private pilot's license over the years, you kind of get your license, you go on a few little short trips, you go around the area, circle around and come back, and then you kind of say, well, where are we going to go next? And it seemed to me to be a perfect opportunity to combine the two. Beautiful coastline of Great Britain. There have been TV programs I've seen over the years, and I thought, wow, I would absolutely love to be able to experience that. And luckily enough, I am. So it's, again, having a cause, blood donation. It happens to be Blood Donation Week now. We actually put this idea together last year. It takes a lot of planning. We've got the backing of NHS, Blood and Transplant, Welsh Blood, Scottish Blood, who have helped us get access to multiple blood centres at different hospitals around the country. So we're really, really looking forward to dropping in on those guys, meeting them, having a cup of tea and a biscuit, just like you would if you were going to donate some blood, and so a bit of social media, really, to get those folks that have probably thought about giving blood over the years, but life gets in the way, maybe a little bit of needle phobia, get them over the line, because there's 400 brand new donors needed every day in England alone. It's an incredible number. It just about gets achieved, but that's what's behind it.
200,000 a year they need, isn't it, for blood donors? And I read, and we were just discussing about this, that one pint of blood saves 3 lives.
It does.
You don't realise that, do you?
No, no. And often, you know, your blood isn't just taken and given straight to somebody else. It's taken to a blood centre where it's processed, broken down into the different parts that are needed. Male blood tends to be used more for platelets and plasma. But there's all sorts of different shapes and sizes. Everybody's blood is extremely valuable, and it's really about getting people to turn up, make that effort, take an hour or so out of your life and just do it.
Now, we really don't want to wait for a tragedy to make this decision for us. Of course, that's what's one of the decisions you made because of a tragedy, didn't it?
That's right. Unfortunately, it was a happy ending. I mean, in my case, my wife, she got ill, and it was she had got a stomach ulcer caused by ibuprofen, and it's another sort of lesser known fact. I mean, some people know about it, but the hospitals will tell you they see it all the time. And this isn't about taking too much ibuprofen. It's just certain people, you know, it doesn't sit well with them, and it caused a stomach ulcer, bleeding, and of course, to save her, she needed multiple blood transfusions. The doctors did a fabulous job, and having seen firsthand how the difference, you know, between literally life and death, it's a no-brainer. It gets you over anything that was holding you back from donating blood. And unfortunately, it seems that a lot of people that I've talked to in the our donors, that is the case. And what I would love to see is, you know, perhaps a little bit of inspiration from the fun we'll be having, plus thinking about it, saving 3 lives on every donation. Just do it for humankind.
And we don't realise that it's not just about blood transfusion. It's about using it for anemia, for cancer, blood disorders, using it in surgery and cardiac emergency, and treating blood loss after childbirth.
Absolutely.
It's for loads and loads of stuff, isn't it? That we don't realise that it's...
Yeah, and we're all probably going to run into the need for it at some stage. And, you know, some people would say, oh, I don't like needles. But I tell you what, we don't have a problem with the needle when we need it.
Yeah.
So...
Good point.
It's a lot to think about.
Talking about the experience of blood, giving blood, I mean, I've just, as I said, I've been giving blood for about 2 times now. Shame to say, but I have. It is an amazing experience in the sense, not amazing, but it is, they make you feel really calm, don't they, when you're in the hospital?
They really do. And, you know, the sort of the third wonderful thing about giving blood, in my mind, once you've got in the door and you're doing it, is this whole self-esteem thing. I mean, let's say you get in there, you give blood, and yeah, that lovely people, of course, those people that fancy a chocolate biscuit and a cup of tea at the end, that's it, that's thrown in for free as well. But probably the best part is a week or two later, you will get a text and it'll say, Susie, thank you for giving blood. Your blood was used in Adam Brooks, you know, Chelmsford, even I've had Great Ormond Street Hospital. And that is kind of, you know, it's, you know, unbelievable, yeah. Really.
How do we get to inspire them? Well, you're going to get to inspire them from tomorrow onwards, aren't you? So you're going to take off from Adam Brooks' helipad.
That's right. We're leaving by 10:30, weather permitting. It doesn't look good at the moment, but it looks like it's going to clear up, so we'll be away. Heading down to, again, following the coast across the Clacton area, around the coastline to Lydd, where we'll have a first refuel, and then on to Goodwood, where we're meeting up with Boultby Academy, where if you want, you can learn to fly a Spitfire. And that's our first stop off at Goodwood. We're then heading on down through Devon and Cornwall, back up on the north coast into the Western Supermare Helicopter Museum, where we're spending the Sunday afternoon, and then we go on from there around Wales and onwards. We are actually picking up a friend of mine who is donating, or her brother. She's donating her kidney to get him off dialysis in 2 weeks' time. So we hope to be able to have Nick jump in the back and take him for a spin around the North Wales coast as well.
I saw on your Facebook page that people are getting inspired all the time from this Pledge a Pint. And I saw the text saying, thank you very much. I'm actually giving blood now. I'm sitting in the chair and I'm giving blood. I love all that. It's
perfect.
Great, this live stream, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Now, to follow your progress, they can online, can't they?
That's right. If you go to our website, which is www.pledgeapint.com, there's the way to pledge there, enter your name, email address and telephone number and where you are, what part of the country, but there is also live flight following. You can click on that and watch us while we're live flying via the Iridium satellite network, that's a nice capability where you look up in the sky or you hear a helicopter, you'll be able to check on your phone and see if it is actually us.
And you're wearing a t-shirt today with a pledge a pint on it. It's a great motive, actually. It's good, I like it, with the Great Britain side in it. And what about Duncan Bickley? You're both from Cambridge, aren't you?
We are. So Duncan runs Air Amiga Helicopters, local helicopter training, pilot training business. Duncan and I have been flying together for many years. He actually was my original examiner a few years ago, and we're really, really looking forward to sharing the workload and enjoying the trip round, as well as pledging for and pitching for new donors as well.
Will you get some feedback about how many people have donated from your visits?
Hopefully. Certainly when people pledge through our page, we get to see how many they are, and the NHS Blood and Transplant get to see that, as they do in Wales and Scotland as well. So yes, we are having a count up. As one of my sons said to me a few weeks ago, he said, the number of people you get, it's not like you're asking someone for a fiver.
Yeah. That's...
You're asking them to put themselves out, stick a needle in their arm and give an amazing gift. So we'll see where we get to.
Mm.
We're well over the 60 mark now. We only started a few days ago, really. So we hope to inspire
60 mark,
people.
You mean as in...
60 people have pledged, wow. Most of which I don't know, which is quite nice. About a third we know, and then, because you'd expect friends and people that you know would be associated. But yeah, it's nice to see those that we have no idea who they are, and they are being inspired, and we hope that will really continue.
Mm. And it's really, really easy now to donate, isn't it? You only have to ring up the hotline, and they're very responsive, aren't they? They're very empathetic, lots of empathetic moments there, aren't there?
Oh, 100%. But there's also the app on your phone. I mean, everybody lives off their phone. Just download the app and register online. In fact, you can follow through from our website if you wish, or go straight to the app and book and, make it as convenient as possible.
And the needle phobia is nothing, really, is it?
It really isn't. I mean, a friend of mine that pledged and did it for the first time, he said to me, honestly, it was over before I even realised. So, yeah, there might be a sharp prick, but it's nothing. You know, it really is not a phobia. I mean, the nurses would say, well, just distract yourself with your phone in your other hand. And honestly, it's really
not really an issue.
Yeah,
it is.
And when you put it in perspective with what the people that are going to receive your blood are going through, it makes it a pretty easy thing to do.
I like the cake and the biscuits after.
Absolutely.
And the sugary drinks. It's the only time I'm allowed a treat. Thank you very much, Dan Mercer, helicopter pilot flying around the coastline of Great Britain, or for Pledge a Pint. And it's National Donor Day tomorrow. Oh, actually, it's World Blood Donor Day tomorrow, the 14th. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And let's make sure we can get some blood donors in. Thank you very much.
Now,